A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Memhei, Yuma 45A, pagination page 89. We're starting at the middle of the page, at the end of a line, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Our Mishnah, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, told us that there are a number of opinions as to how many fires were supposed to be on top of the large Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Mizbeach that was in the courtyard in the Beis HaMikdash. Each opinion held that on Yom Kippur there was one extra fire on top of the Mizbeach, but there was an argument whether it was supposed to be two normally and then one extra for Yom Kippur for a total of three, or three normally and one more for a total of four, or four normally and an extra one for Yom Kippur, for a total of five. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yossi, which is three plus one, and we will spend time on that opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, B'chol Yom Shalosh, every day of the year there were three fires on top of the Mizbeach, v'hayom arba, on this day there were four. Rabbi Yossi explains, Acha shalma arocha gidola, one was for the large fire where the karbanos were burnt. Va'achas ma'arocha shniyo shal ketores, and one was for the ketores coals that would be obtained over there and then brought to the inner mizbeach where the ketores was brought. Va'achas shal kiyam mo'esh, and there was a third fire special for the kiyum ha'esh, for the fulfillment of a burning fire. The Rambam learns that that is simply lekayim mitzvah so'esh. There was a mitzvah that there should always be a fire burning, and that was the function of this third fire, similar perhaps to the ner tamid in a shul, where it's simply the proper thing, the minig, the mitzvah, to keep a fire burning, and that's a fire lekiyum ha'esh, for the mitzvah of kiyum ha'esh. Rashi over here, however, learns, Shim ein eish al ma'arocha gedola miskaber, if they needed a new fire to get the main fire going, mosifin alav mizeh, we would take the fire from this one. So this was not a off-limits ner tamid, but rather a backup or an assistant to keep the main fire burning. But that's the word in kiyum ha'esh, for the fulfillment of the fire. The Rambam learns kiyum ha'esh, the mitzvah of kiyum ha'esh, and Rashi learns kiyum ha'esh in order to make sure that the main fire burnt properly. Va'achas, and the one additional fire, in addition to the three mentioned, shemosifim bo bayom, the one that we add on this day. Let's skip down a few lines so that we are now five lines from the wide, counting up from the wide, at the end of a line. Dekule alma mios, everybody agrees, tarti islahu, that there are basic two fires that everyone agrees you start off with. Minolan, how do you know the source for those two fires? Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, Hi ha'ola, the Karban Ola al Mokta al Mizbeach kol ha'layla, it's burning on this fire all night. Zuma Racha Gedola, this is the original main fire, the large fire that's used for Karbanos. And that's in Parshas Tzav, Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk there continues, Ve'esh ha'mizbeach tukad bo, so the Gemara quotes that. There's also a fire that's burning on top of the Mizbeach, and the Gemara says, Zuma arocha shnia shal ketores. If you're reading the parsha and you're wondering why the Torah keeps talking about, and there should be a fire and there should be a fire, well, yeah, because they're two different fires that we're talking about. And this second fire is the fire for the ketores. Rabbi Yossi, and then Rabbi Yossi continues and says that there's a third basic fire all year. Kiyomo Esh Minole, how does he know that special fire of Kiyomo Esh that we just discussed? Nafgole Miveho Esh Al HaMizbeach Tukadbo, in Pasuk Hey, the Pasuk says, Viho Esh Al HaMizbeach Tukadbo, there should be a fire on the Mizbeach burning. And we learn that that is the mitzvah of this extra fire called Kiyom HaEsh. Now, if you'll turn to Amud Beis, you'll see on approximately the 10th line, at the end of a line, Dekulei Alma Mihas, and everybody agrees, Mosifin Bo Bayom, that you add on an extra fire on that day. Minoluhu, what's the source for that extra fire special for Yom Kippur? So Nafka Luhu, we learn it out from the Pasuk we just mentioned, Pasuk Hey, the one that taught us the fire of Kiyom HaEsh according to Rabbi Yossi, Me VihaEsh, from that word VihaEsh. And the Gemara explains, Vafilu Lamanda Amar Delo Darish Vav, and even according to the opinions, that just a Vav is not extra to teach you a new fire, the fire of Yom Kippur, but Vav Hey Darish. But if you have the V-H-A-E-S-H, so then the Vav with the Hey, that definitely gives you the knowledge that an extra fire is being discussed. It comes to be Marba, an additional fire, and that's the fire of Yom Kippur. What exactly is the function of this extra fire on Yom Kippur? So the Rambam's wording is Mosifin Ma'aracha, you're adding on one extra fire, Kidei Lahader HaMizbeach Ula'atro, to make the Mizbeach more honored, more crowned, more beautiful on the day of Yom Kippur. It's an extra fire. This is somewhat similar, at least in, if not L'shitaso, but at least in remembering who holds what, to the fact that the Rambam was the Shita before, who held that the fire of Esh Tamid, that it should be a Kiyom HaEsh, was not a functional fire, but rather just there, we described it as a Ner Tamid. So here also, for Yom Kippur, the wording of the Rambam is, to honor the Mizbeach. It's not a functional fire. The Rav, however, in his Pirush to Mishnayos, writes that this fourth fire, this extra fire for Yom Kippur, was l'ktores l'fnai v'lifnim, was that he would get the coals for the ktores that we just discussed, he would get those coals from this fourth fire on top of the Mizbeach, and that was its function. So again, according to Rabbi Yossi, which is the way the Rambam is paskening, we have the main fire that we're familiar with for the Karbanos. We have a second fire for the purpose of Ketores. We have a third fire for the purpose of Kiyum HaEsh with the Machlokes Rishonim, exactly what the Kiyum HaEsh, fulfillment of the fire, means. Is it fulfillment of a mitzvah? Or fulfillment to make sure that the main fire is properly sustained. And we have a fourth fire, which is added on Yom Kippur. The wording of the Rambam is to honor the Mizbeach, to crown it on Yom Kippur. The wording of the Rav is that it's a functional fire, that the Ktores, Lefnai V'Lefnim, got its coals from that fire. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining me.